Interestingly, once the excitement and profitability of courtroom testimony diminished, the scientific controversy disappeared as well, and clinicians were left to deal with the wreckage of traumatic memory. Normal versus traumatic memory. In 1994, I and my colleagues at Massachusetts General Hospital decided to undertake a systematic study comparing how people recall benign experiences and horrific ones. We placed advertisements in local newspapers, in laundromats, and on student union bulletin boards that said, "Has something terrible happened to you that you cannot get out of your mind? Call 727-5500. We will pay you $10 for participating in this study." In response to our first ad, 76 volunteers showed up. After we introduced ourselves, we started off by asking each participant, "Can you tell us about an event in your life that you think you will always remember, but that is not traumatic?" One participant lit up and said, "The day that my daughter was born." Others mentioned their wedding day, playing on a winning sports team, or being valedictorian at their high school graduation. Then we asked them to focus on specific sensory details of those events, such as, "Are you ever somewhere and suddenly have a vivid image of what your husband looked like on your wedding day?" The answers were always negative. "How about what your husband's body felt like on your wedding night?" We got some odd looks on that one. We continued, "Do you ever have a vivid, precise recollection of the speech you gave as a valedictorian? Or, do you ever have intense sensations recalling the birth of your first child?" The replies were all in the negative. Then we asked them about the traumas that had brought them into the study, many of them rapes. "Do you ever suddenly remember how your rapist smelled?" we asked. And, "Do you ever experience the same physical sensations you had when you were raped?" Such questions precipitated powerful emotional responses. "That is why I cannot go to parties anymore, because the smell of alcohol in somebody's breath makes me feel like I am being raped all over again." Or, "I can no longer make love to my husband because when he touches me in a particular way, I feel like I am being raped again."